Hi, I'm Ben. My girlfriend isn't happy with me all the time, but there's nothing I can do about it. Alice is always telling me that I don't pay enough attention to her, but it's not as easy as it sounds. I have to do this. It's hard to lead a double life. I've been going out with my girlfriend for a year now. She is very beautiful, accustomed to the attention of guys, wants to be worshipped. I'm just a regular guy, and that's why I've often thought that I'm not good enough for her. Besides, Alice has a rich father who fulfills all her whims and desires. Sometimes I even wonder why she chose me. Recently, she started nagging me again.
We were supposed to meet yesterday, and you were busy again.
Yesterday, Chris told me we were going to have a surprise anatomy midterm. I had to get ready and learn the formulas. When Alice gets offended, she always pouts her lips so funny. I love her, so I ignore the fact that she sometimes gets mad at me. Especially since I realise she could have picked someone better than me. In fact, I'm in the fidelity check business. I set up fake accounts on social media, and those who want to test their other half contact me. I start a conversation with them, and because of the pretty pictures, many people fall for it. For these checks, I take money. While I study at university, this is my main income. After receiving an order, I have to correspond with different people, and that takes a lot of time and effort. But Alice doesn't know that. I don't think she would like it. In fact, that's how I met her. And now my secret is gnawing away at me. One day, I was approached by a guy. He wrote and asked to know if his girlfriend had another young man. I charged him and started communicating. From the avatar of the account, a very beautiful girl was looking at me. With those bottomless blue eyes, I liked her immediately. But I'm not used to mixing work and personal life. As I chatted with Alice, I realised that I liked her a lot. I wanted to date her, woo her, and spend time together. I found out she didn't have a boyfriend right now, so I started texting her from my page, but I couldn't admit that I was checking her out at her boyfriend's request. "You're a very beautiful girl, also from a good family. How come you don't have a boyfriend?" I was still trying to get her to come clean. Who was the one who approached me for the services?
"I used to date a guy from uni, but he got so annoying. He was boring. So I decided to break up with him."
"I understand. And for how long?"
"Just about 6 months ago. But he still can't let me get away. Stuck to me like a tick. His pathological jealousy drives me crazy."
That's when it all made sense to me who this guy was. Then I thought it was a good thing she didn't know what my part-time job was. My job was taking up a lot of time. And to be with my girlfriend, I needed the money. Going to the movies, taking her out to dinner, and gifts weren't cheap. I started working more, but I didn't pay much attention to Alice. We began to drift apart somehow. One evening, I still decided to meet with her and asked her out, but I was in for a surprise. That night, my girlfriend broke up with me. Oh my god, what did I do wrong? I had no choice but to start checking on my own, already former girlfriend. After waiting a while, I started writing to her on behalf of the fake. At first, Alice declined my requests, but I was persistent. And then she responded to me. "Hi, let's get acquainted."
"Hi, you're very stubborn. I'm sorry, but I don't want to get acquainted."
"Oh, you probably have a boyfriend, right?"
"Yeah, and he is very jealous. Bye."
I realised that my world was falling apart. I mean, we had just broken up, and she already had a boyfriend. She was disgusting. I couldn't believe I'd been so wrong about someone. But I needed to know who he was. And for that, I suggested that she just hung out with him as friends. Alice was fine with that. In the meantime, I was already plotting my revenge. I imagined that I would start dating the prettiest girl at uni, and if I met her randomly, I would show Alice how great we were. Then I imagined that she would introduce me to her boyfriend, and I would beat him up. I couldn't find my place. And then one day Alice texted me, or rather her fake account, that she wasn't in the mood and wanted to talk, and I was just waiting for that. We started texting. That's when I realised.
"I recently broke up with my boyfriend. I feel so bad. I'm sorry to write you this, but I need someone to talk to. You know, Ben was so good. He was probably the most wonderful person in my life."
When I heard my name, I just fell into a stupor. I mean, when she said she had a boyfriend, she meant me, and I was such a fool. I started accusing her of all these deadly sins. I so wanted to reveal myself and tell her everything and ask her to be with me. But I turned out to be a liar who also wanted revenge. I was horrible. I didn't even know what to say to her.
"I want to see him so much, but I'm the one who left him. How am I going to ask to see him now? I miss Ben. Even though he was the most ordinary guy, I fell in love with him. I didn't need him to be rich or a supermodel. To me, he was the most handsome."
Tears came to my eyes. How stupid I'd been.
I kept telling myself that I was not handsome enough for her, not enough money, and that I can't offer her anything. I'm just a student. But she opened my eyes. I did not want to understand that she loves me just for who I am. She didn't want more than that. She just wanted to be with me more often. The next day, I deleted all my work pages. I ran out of the house in the morning, brought a huge bouquet of flowers, and headed for Alice's house. I was flying on the wings of love, thinking that I could finally hold her in my arms. But when I arrived at her house, I was told that half an hour ago, she had left for the airport with her father. They were leaving for another country where Alice would be staying to study. My eyes went so dark, and it was hard to breathe. I realized I couldn't just let her go, not like this. I have to stop her. I jumped into a passing cab and asked for a quick ride to the airport. The fear that I wouldn't make it was like a cold chain. Hurry, hurry, hurry! I ran into the building and started looking for Alice with my eyes, amongst the passengers. The flight was boarding and I was standing in the middle of the lounge with a shabby bouquet of roses, out of breath and dishevelled. Then I felt a hand on my shoulder, the same small, gentle hand I rarely held. I turned around and saw her. My girlfriend's eyes were wet with tears. I couldn't contain my emotions. I'm sorry, I was a fool, I love you. I want you to stay with me. I thought you just didn't need me, you were always so busy. You didn't have time for me. I need you, it's just that I was moonlighting, but I was too embarrassed to tell you about it. I never wanted to break up with you. And I didn't want to either. Alice's father flew on his own to take care of business matters. So we went home. We spent the whole weekend together, and I told her about my job. At first, Alice pouted, but then she hugged me and said it was for the best. Because that's how we found each other and fell in love.